About a week ago, donors who support people living with HIV and AIDS through the Global Fund announced the date of withdrawal. The announcement was received with mixed reactions, with many wondering what the effects will be. A former Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Professor Sitiu Kwamwa, said that donor withdrawal is a big challenge and that it is vital that a quick solution be sought to help people living with the disease. He suggested strongly the establishment of a national fund immediately by the government, even before the set date of donor withdrawal. Professor Sitiu Kwamwa said individuals and industries must make it a point to contribute to the fund.
I wasn't surprised at all because we knew that there was donor fatigue and donors have been threatening that there could be a time they might withdraw their support. So this is not really new. What is new is that now they have firmly mentioned a date of withdrawal, and that in itself should immediately tell us that this is a warning sign and we need to do what we can to prevent any negative impact of this withdrawal on our national response.
Prof, is it that you think the donors have drawn their support because they are tired with the money that they are giving, they don't have enough money, or they think it's not making any impact on the people?
No, I think the truth of the matter is that when you say there's a donor fatigue, it means that most of the donors are also hard-pressed. If you look at the current economy and the crunch that is taking place in Europe and in America, definitely you'll find that this is going to be a natural reaction. There is a financial problem in their own countries, and therefore definitely they are trying to also see what they can do so that they do not get into any financial crisis. So it's not simply a matter of the fact that maybe funds that are being made available are not being used properly. No, funds are being used properly.
What is going to be the likely impact of this withdrawal on the people carrying the disease?
First of all, it will have a very serious challenge for the national response. And that should be the starting point. Our national response is to put in place strategies that will help to reduce the prevalence rate of the epidemic. Government support all over the years has been around 10% of the amount of money needed for the national response. So if the money is withdrawn, then it means Ghana is going to be put into a very tight corner. It's a very challenging situation, and therefore we need not take it lightly at all.
What other means the government or other people can support people living with the HIV AIDS?
I will suggest strongly that the Ghana AIDS Commission should really have a dialogue with the government and try to establish a national fund. Now that national fund can have contribution from government, and appeal should be made to the private sector for them also to contribute. The NGOs, so that we begin now to establish a national fund which will be kept so that 2013 comes and the donor countries withdraw their funds, we will be able to fall on to continue our national response.
Professor Sitiu Kwamwa said the Global Fund contribution has helped Ghana a lot in fighting the disease. He highlights some of these achievements and stressed that the withdrawal by the donors should not be taken for granted.
If a donor country at any point in time finds that there are other things that they can do with their money, this is the kind of problem you fall into. In Ghana, you realize that the Global Fund contribution has helped a lot in terms of treatment for people living with HIV and AIDS. Secondly, it has helped us to improve our mother-to-child transmission, and that has contributed a lot to now most of the HIV women getting pregnant and having babies and their babies being free from the virus. A lot of money has been spent on stigmatization. If we do not mobilize funds now and we wait, thinking that maybe this may not be implemented, the donors may probably withdraw this kind of threat, we may be surprised that it comes and we do not have enough money to fight the epidemic. We should not play, you know, down the possible negative impact of this withdrawal on our national response.
former Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Professor Sechiuku Amwa. The National Association of Persons Living with AIDS, NAPLAS, has also called on government to prioritize issues of health with special emphasis on HIV and AIDS. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Vice President of the Association, Sister Charity, says the decision by the Global Fund to stop funding HIV and AIDS as from 2013 will have a major toll on the fight against the disease. She appeals to the Global Fund to reconsider its decision. Sister Charity spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
People living with HIV received their last funding from the Ghana AIDS Commission in 2009. As of 2010 and 2011, we have not received anything from them, and that of the National AIDS Control Program. But it all comes back to the question you asked, because the donors have been withdrawing from their support they've been giving us. As this one is going to be a bit difficult for us, because we know that we are actually dependent. The government contribution to the national response is only 10%, which goes into the health facility. It doesn't come to the person living with HIV. So as a matter of fact, we are all depending on the donor support. And so if the donors are now withdrawing, it is going to affect all of us, not the person living with HIV alone.
So how will you advise the government to go about this fight?
Well, for now, I would say that their contribution, we appreciate their contribution. We're expecting them to release these funds as at this year, which they have not. We are pleading on them to release at least the first trend that they have promised to give. And also, it should not just be like saying it, but they should commit themselves more. And we can't always depend on the donor. I will just plead with the government to come up and build up their strength to support the national response and the national strategic plan from 2011 to 2015.
What would be your suggestion as to how the government should raise funds for the fight against HIV and AIDS?
The government should also go back, the global funds and other donors, international donors supporting us, and sit for your one-on-one and talk to them on our behalf. I had the opportunity and sit down and tell them the benefits. You know, if they stop supporting us or they stop even buying our antiretrovirals, I mean, we are all going to die.
Vice President of National Association of Persons Living with AIDS, NAPLAS, talking to Bubu Klinogo.